change order for the first contract for the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. We actually have two contracts in Johnson's Corner. Both are with Bunning and Mary Construction Corporation of Selbyville. And you may recall, we actually issued substantial completion of this project back in the fall. So we actually started using the system. But it takes a little bit of time just to work with the contractor and measure up all the quantities and work out the details. I'm happy to report in this case, it's a credit change order in the amount of $253,383. And that will reduce the overall contract to an amount of $3,906,490. If you don't have any questions, I can read a motion.
Any questions from Strizzo?
I'm just curious if the main reason we're getting this reduction.
One of the things that we started back early, I'm going to say early in this century, but back when we were having trouble getting responsive bids from our contractors, one of the things that we talked to them about, well, what can we do? Now, again, these are unit price contracts, so we measure the quantities, so they ebb and flow a little bit. One of the big things they spoke to us about is when they actually bid the contract, in this case, Bunning and Mary bid this contract in March of 2009, give or take a month. And one of the big ticket items is the pavement, and that's generally put down at the end of the contract. So in this case, they may not have paved the streets in Johnson's Corner until, I'll say, September of 2010. It's about a year and a half time frame. And because of the way things were happening 4, 5, 6 years ago, from the time they bid the job to the time they put the pavement down, the price of asphalt could have gone up. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is institute what we call an asphalt adjustment. So what it allows Bunning and Murray to do is bid the pavement at the price it is on bid day and then monitor the price of asphalt during the contract time and determine, okay, did the cost of asphalt go up? So we basically have a contingent item that would go from zero to, in this case, $125,000. Now, during the price time of this contract, the prices actually remained a little bit flat. Out of the $125,000 for asphalt, the increase was only about $14,000. So just in that item alone, we didn't spend $111,000. But it gives that contractor, in the past, he would actually built that into his bid. But now he has no risk. We have a little bit of risk that it could go up significantly higher, but at least it's a fair price to everybody involved. So a lot of this credit actually, you know, again, it removes the risk from the contractor and we get a better price on bid day.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So on bid day, everybody is using the exact same
That's correct. Okay. And then DelDOT actually publishes an index every month that we monitor.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's cheaper, we get...
That's correct.
He goes either both ways. Good. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
More questions, Mr. Zoe?
No.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for Sussex County Project 08-09, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, Fenwick West, Zion Church Road, Pump Station Number 305, Pump Station Number 308, be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $253,383.17 for a new total of $3,906,490.68 and extends the contract time by 37 days contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Question on the motion.
Yes, Mike.
Yes.
This project had some stimulus money, I assume.
Yes, this actually, we actually, and Susie, correct me if I'm wrong here, we had actually bid this job when the stimulus money program came out, but retroactively, we were granted stimulus money and we got the waiver on some of the interest, but because we had already bid it, I don't think we were subject to the error requirement, so... It sort of is stimulus money, but we didn't have to meet all the requirements, which was, that's also beneficial to the contract.
And the question is, this money can stay in the district rather than any kind of reimbursement back to...
That is correct. Right, Susie? What
was your question? I'm sorry, Vance.
This savings can stay in the district. It doesn't have to be reimbursed to the federal government or anything.
Right.
Okay. Or a portion thereof.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You.
Mr. Hudson, come on down. Mr. Godwin, could you check in the back for the... Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have one project to bring before you this morning. This is the Sussex County EOC Airport Solar Energy Installation Project. I think it's back in September. We brought this through for approval to hire Davis, Bowen, and Friedel for the design of the project. Since then, we have gone out to bid, received and opened. The project itself still consists of 85 kW of solar power, which equates to about 308 panels. These would be installed just adjacent to the 911 center. These would be connected into the transformer, DP&L-owned transformer, at the 911 center. This is all stimulus money funded. Actually, our bids came in, which I just handed out. Our total bid for $444,210 are actually under the engineer's estimate and what our grant amount was for.
I've got two different sets of figures here.
Yeah, the second set of figures, I'll apologize for that. I've been out, so Mike and I hadn't gotten together over all the issues here. The second number is for the alternate that we had talked about accepting for the Sletter mounting system.
Maybe I can speak to that. When we had put the package in the council's package on Friday, we were thinking the Sletter system was not the way we wanted to go, but we met with FlexAira yesterday and talked over a couple things. And we came away convinced that it's a better alignment. It does provide a savings of $6,300.
Yes.
So I apologize for that, but just a little bit of further review. We think it is actually better for the project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come some of those others that had such other, like $89,000 cheaper?
Well, we actually bid the project. We didn't have the Sletter system in the original bid. If you remember, Mr. Cole, when we spoke to you, when we put the project together, one of the things that you said is you wanted these units to be portable, that we could pick them up and move them.
Mm-hmm.
So we did some research, and we came up with a way to do that on these basically concrete bases, but they weigh about 3,000 pounds each, but you could pick them up and move them. And during the bidding process, a couple of the contractors said, man, by going this route, you're really going to add a lot of cost to our concrete work. So we looked for an alternative to doing these large concrete bases, and we came up with this Sletter system.
These are basically driven in the ground like you would piles, but they're removable with an excavator. Should you want to pick these up and move them to another location.
So you can see some of the contractors saw a great savings by going to the Sletter system, but some of the others did not.
Here's the Sunlink.
Do you have a picture of a Sletter system?
Yeah, it's basically a pile. You drive it into the ground. You auger it into the ground versus just being set on a concrete base.
That's with the concrete under them, right?
Right.
And this is poles of some sort.
Right. Are poles that are just basically pile driven into the ground.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing that one's gives a $6,000 discount and one's almost $90,000 or something. I mean, how can it be so all over the board?
Yeah.
Some of our bids were all over the board also. If you look, our high bid was almost double.
It must be such a new
Yeah, I think it's a new tech. People are getting new into the business. I mean, this will be the first project that we've implemented. And I think by the time we get through it, we'll have learned a lot more about it.
Are you comfortable then, Mike, with council wants us, wanted these things to be portable? I mean, is that a legitimate, are we on the right track by wanting that? Is that a good thing?
Cameron from FlexAir is here, and we had this meeting with him and a couple of his fellow FlexAir employees. And that was our question, too. And that's why originally on Friday we were thinking not to do the Schletter system, because my feeling was it wasn't as portable. But I'm going to let Cameron maybe speak to that point. He felt like it was more portable. So,
how much ground is these things going to take up?
It's 5.1 acres presently. Half an acre. Acres.
Yeah, these poles are driven into the ground. My name is Cameron Hoy, representing FlexAir Inc. Through the design of this system, we actually did a request for request for information on the Schletter system. I don't know if we were the only company who brought that up, but these are movable. They're driven in, and you can also remove them easier than lifting 3,000 pounds of concrete. Mm-hmm. If you had to pay a contractor to remove this, it would be much more cheaper to do a Schletter system removal than concrete removal. So that's where we came up with
it. It's stable, right?
It's very stable, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we are going to the 120 wind code requirement.
And the portability is good, or is it not? We thought it should be portable.
You had a feeling, Mr. Cole, that you thought this might be valuable land development in the future.
In the future, okay.
We would pick
that's
up
right.
And move. And again, that's why we thought, okay, it's not embedded in the ground on a concrete base, so that would be more portable. But
okay. Oh, no. Again, I was trying to remember why we did that, and that makes sense.
Any more questions?
How'd you bid on these? By a kilowatt or what? How do we know?
Well,
what we're getting.
Yep. Steve can talk to, he's done a cost benefit of, this is all grant money, but if we were paying, if it was county money that we were going to pay,
right.
He's done a schedule. If we spent $444,000 and you look at the kilowatt return, we would actually pay this system off in what?
12 years.
12 years, you would have all your money back on electrical savings that you get from solar.
Okay, I'm going to give you a fair challenge here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the light bill for the past 2 years. And when these are put in, I want to see the light bill for the next 2 years.
Absolutely. Now.
And then I'm going to multiply what this thing actually cost.
Okay, there's the same.
Well, I've got you challenged. I want you to give me the same thing on the Laurel Paramedic building. I'd like to see what we're really saving on that, what we've done out there on that Laurel thing.
Mark.
I'd like to see how much it would cost. And I've still got my doubts that we're.
Ronald Reagan.
We keep saying it's stimulus money, but I happen to be a federal taxpayer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you're spending federal tax dollars, it comes back to me because that's my biggest bill is federal tax, not state tax. It's just not saying it's a freebie. It's not a freebie, really.
Right.
That's what's married the country today. We think we got all these freebies, and because someone else is paying it, who cares? If it's not profitable, then I care.
How about Sam thinking about also the lifespan of these units?
Absolutely.
What is the lifespan?
Lifespan of these units are 25 to 30 years.
They don't even know they haven't been built that long.
Right.
They
and
test
that,
that's a joke. You can put in them right there you want
now,
to.
Now, the good thing is they don't have any you don't really have any moving parts. I mean, you have the electric.
Are you talking about county employees again?
No,
I'm only kidding.
But you're right. Even the generals themselves, they have to cleaned occasionally, so there is going to be some maintenance involved.
Any more questions about this?
Yeah.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated and the engineering department of Sussex County project number 10-04 Sussex County EOC Airport Solar Energy Installation Project be awarded to FlexAir Incorporated of Harbison, Delaware at the alternate bid amount of $444,210.
I'll make a motion that we go forward because it feels good.
Have a motion.
I'll second that.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? I will call to vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir.
Feels good.
Don't you feel better, Sam?
Feels so good.
Thank you for all the information.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen.
The way I see it, we're going to throw the money away anyhow, so we just want to pick it up.
This is a web for every request.
Thank you. Just two today. The first one, Fenwick Island Lions Club. Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips.
$500, please.
Second.
I have a motion second for $500. Mr. Phillips, Fenwick Island Lions Club, community service project. Any questions? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Lyons. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the second one, Georgetown Little League.
So we gave them last year.
Last year, we gave them $500, a combination of $400 from Mr. Wilson and $100 from Mr. Phillips.
Okay with that.
$500?
Total $500.
Total.
I'll make that motion. Is that okay?
Let's make it total $750.
Make it what?
Total $750.
$750, and $750? How's that? From where? From who?
$650 from you, $100 from me. $650 from Mr. Wilson, $100 from me. I'll second his motion.
We have a motion to second. $750 total, Georgetown Little League for field improvements. $650 from Councilman Wilson, $100 from Councilman Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Webb. Ordinance, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. We have seven today, the first one being an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an HVAC business and multifamily dwelling structures, two units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.37 acres more or less. That's filed on behalf of Clarence A. Edgins III.
Honored.
The second is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for monument sales and display to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Mayola A. Clark.
Introduce it.
Cole, introduce it.
The third one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district for marine services and boat storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 6.81 acres, more or less. And that was filed on behalf of Michael Henderson.
I'll introduce it.
Phillips, introduce it.
The fourth one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 7.57 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a church-operated and owned thrift shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.55 acres, more or less. Filed on behalf of Connolly's United Methodist Church.
Phillips, introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for subcontracted truck trailers and local hauling service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.717 acres more or less. Filed on behalf of Juan Sante Ajanel, A-J-A-N-E-L.
I'll introduce
it. Mr. Phillips.
And the last one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a financial planning investment insurance office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 33,073 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of the revocable trust of Donald F. Claycomb.
I'll introduce it.
Those are all the ordinances, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Would save those up at me.
Yes. Things are picking up.
National business, Dixie Boucher.
Talking about surprise there, and then we get through the ordinances so quick.
My name is Dixie Boucher. I was a member of the ad hoc committee. I was at the January 26th meeting. By the way, thank you all for letting me speak. I have a feeling you might be getting tired of it. Mr. Baker, I must correct you, however. At that meeting, I made it very clear that it was, I thought, very important based on the fact that there are 7-8 pages from the as a result of that meeting, which had issues to be discussed, which we discussed from previous meetings. And I said, I think that shows the need for an additional committee, not the same committee necessarily, but a new committee that will address the fact that these issues exist. And you assured me that that would be presented to the council. It is on page 4 of the report on that meeting, but you didn't mention it in your discourse, and you assured me that it would be made very obvious. So I just wanted to correct that. As I said, I did attend this meeting. I'd first of all like to thank Mr. Vincent. He was at that meeting, sitting in the back, and I didn't recognize him without a suit coat on, but he was there. And I think it's important that the council members attend meetings like this when there are committees, so you really understand what's being said. You don't have to be there every time, but it does help. I want to emphasize to all council members the importance that I feel there is in establishing a new committee to address code problems in manufactured housing. Manufactured housing is the last affordable, non-government subsidized housing available in Sussex County. Your decisions affect tens of thousands of residents. Our problems are unique because our situation is unique. We own our homes, but we do not own the land. This relationship is a viable and profitable one for the residents and landowners alike, and has been for over 50 or 60 years. The balance has been upset. Decisions by the Board of Adjustments and the Planning and Zoning are very much responsible for that imbalance. I'm here to request that the County Council help restore the balance by establishing a new manufactured housing committee to address the code, decisions by the Board of Adjustments in planning and zoning, and problems that will continue to come up in the future unless this is done. I'm asking you to please see the whole picture. We need your help, and we need your protection, and we deserve it. Please establish a new committee. This affects thousands of people living in affordable housing. And that is, as I remember reading the last time there was a county planning report, one of the most important issues that we are dealing with today. I think recently at a meeting, I can't remember exactly what it was, it was within the last 2 weeks, relating to housing issues. The income level for Sussex County residents is below what the housing level prices are. We have problems for affordable housing. This is a good solution. Manufactured housing works, and it works for thousands of people, but it's imbalanced right now. Issues are coming up because of code variances that do affect a lot of people. We need to correct the code. We need to oversee some of these decisions. We, the residents of this county, need to have that input. And I'm asking you once again, I think the first committee was a good step, but I do think we need to pursue this. The mere fact that there were a lot more issues we had discussed brought up again at the January 26th meeting indicates the problems are not resolved, and they're going to keep coming. And we want to work with the landowners and with the council to resolve these problems so everyone has a fair shake.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Roberta Hemrick.
Good morning, everybody. I also want to thank Mike Vincent for attending that meeting. We appreciate it. We appreciate your taking the time. I'm not going to drag this out because Dixie spoke so eloquently as to the problems. I just want to make you aware, from the research that I've been doing, we have close to 100 manufactured home communities in Sussex County alone. That's a lot of people, a lot of homes. I just feel that you need to know that there are so many problems involving manufactured housing. We need your help. We need you to continue this. That's it.
Thank you.
If they could, just the two, you don't have to do it now, but you're talking about the imbalances and you're talking about the problems.
But
now, a lot of them are problems that we can't deal with because they're at state or they're rents and all this. Could you somehow give us like a what they call from federal government, like a white paper or something, just somehow explaining what you think are the imbalances and what you think are the problems and put it all together in a report maybe and give it to us? I'd like to see that just so that we can break that down. Because I mean, it's easy just to be generic about it, but I'd like to be a little more specific. And then what we can handle, we'll look at. But it's just to come in and say there's imbalances, and I'm like, well what are they?
Yeah, you know, me too.
Or the problems. What
you're
are
asking
they?
Us
if you could just and just submit to Mr. Baker, hey, what you think are these imbalances and what these problems. Put it all together in one paper.
I believe we can do that.
Hey, thank you.
That'd be nice. That'd
thank
be just
you.
Helpful to me.
Believe me, we don't want to get specific. That's what we try to avoid because there are so many. But if we can put it down in a paper and you get a chance to look at it, that might be very
good. That might be good.
But the issues are.
Thank you.
Define them.
Anything from council?
We're down three big problems.
If not, we will take a motion to go into executive session for personnel.
Second.
Question on the motion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Go to executive session.